This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
1225.
1225. Actual retail price, $14.99.
Hello?
Josh? Josh Gordon?
Hello?
Josh.
Hello.
Josh, listen.
Yeah, but like, look, man, like, I'm on a like soul searching mission and shit, you know, and I gotta be staying safe. So,
Josh.
Hello.
Josh, listen, man.
I am, man. I done said hello.
Here's Brian's car. It's in your parking space.
Who?
Here's Brian. He's down here at Brown's camp. His car is in your parking space.
It is.
Yeah, man, it's out there right now.
All
right,
you tell him I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online. Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
This is a big effing deal. The head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Mr. John Gruden.
I hope people understand the emotion inside of me. I feel unfinished business. I also feel a lot of responsibility to get the Raiders going again. I'm going to do everything I can to help this team get right again.
John Gruden returning to the Raiders sideline. Owner Mark Davis said it was one of the best days of his life, a courtship that had been going on for several years, trying to lure John Gruden back to the Raiders, and it finally happens this year.
Going on for several years, John, trying to lure John Gruden back to the Raiders, and it's just a bit outside.
I gotta tell you, for one, he better, for goddamn it, if my stupid son's bringing him back, he better well bring up that goddamn silver and black. And number two, look what happens. I let John Gruden, he comes back to California, and he brings a woman broadcaster with him. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It's not the world I remember.
Can't say stuff like that anymore, Al.
Well, you know, I'm it's a good thing I'm dead, isn't it?
I guess you can say any damn thing you want, can't you?
What are they going to do, kill me?
All right.
I think that's going to be an interesting experiment down there, or over there, or wherever it is.
The Raiders?
In Oakland. Yeah, in Oakland. Yeah, you know, I mean, they're all thrilled about, you know, nostalgia and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see. I guess. What did he get, $10 million or something like that? He got a ridiculous amount of money.
And I think he gets like 10% of the team. Like, he's going to be a part owner of the team.
Holy shit, are you kidding me? Holy God. If I wasn't dead, I'd have a fucking heart attack.
All right, well, I don't have to tell you this week because he blessed us with his vocal presence, John.
He did? We got Javon Landry, Jarvis Landry on the show?
No. No, close, though. John Tilyard.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, good. The former show mascot.
What's up, guys? It's Tilyard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 329. Well, it's been quite an eventful summer over here. We had a royal wedding. Prince Harry and
Meghan.
Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't too happy with the way the puppy season worked out last year, but she was very happy with that wedding. I also became an uncle for the second time. Yeah, little Josephine is about 2 weeks old at the time I'm recording this. And we saw the England soccer team reach the semi-finals of the World Cup for the first time in 28 years. And then it all fell apart against the Croatians. It was very depressing the day after that defeat, particularly since that was also the day Donald Trump began his visit to Britain. Although I did like one particular chant that some guys in a pub came up with, which went like this. Hey, hey, Trump. Ooh. Ah, I want to know why you're such a cunt.
What? What? Oh, my God.
John, you better not be saying a C-word up there.
Jesus Christ. That's the chant that somebody came up with in a pub. Oh, my God. Those people are clever. Did he say anything? Did he say that I was Tom and you were John?
He might have.
Okay. Well,
I'll tell you what he did say. He said Trump, but he said it quiet enough so nobody in his building could hear him.
He also claimed this was the reason that England lost the World Cup.
Is a Texas piece of shit ref with his fucking Texas accent that fucking was fucking them all game.
That's true, because you remember he was going, no, God dang it, England, ain't no corner kick for that garbage right there. Get that shit all out of here. You was falling down and faking it.
Oh, all right. We have lots to get to.
We do. We have lots to get to, and we should talk about the Pick'ems game.
Yes, we will. Hold on. But we have two intros this week. I almost forgot. Oh. Yes, I have to get both the intros in before we begin. So here's the other one.
Hi, John. Hi, Tom. This is Chloe. I am the official show news.
Yes.
And you're listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
And who's your favourite football team?
Eagles.
Former Super Bowl participant, Mr. McNabb, where are you going?
I'm just be going home.
Oh, my gosh.
The Bang Radio Hour influence stretches across the earth.
It is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Chloe, of course. That's the daughter of Reevesy. I think she's five now.
Oh, is so, she hey, Chloe. Really?
I've been just going home.
Yeah. So yeah.
All right.
That's cute.
So before we do anything else, tell everybody about the Pick'em game in case they don't know.
Right. Okay. So here's what you got to do. You go to ESPN.com, right? You put yourself in with your free account. You sign up for a free account. You click the little fantasy button there. You'll see Pigskin Pick'em. Or you come to our Facebook page and you click the link that you'll find right there on the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. The password is bang. Easy as that. Sign up. Of course, it's free. We got a nifty prize this year from artist Kelly Burke, whose art you will. Yeah, well, it's cool, man. I'll tell you what. I think I said so on a couple of shows ago, but I'll say it again. He sent me a beer mug with the Redskins etched on it, and that thing holds two full beers. It's ridiculous. You don't have to get up at all. It's great. It's great. I love it.
Cool is good, but nifty, no. No, don't say nifty.
Nifty? Come on. What about neato? Can we say it's neato?
Oh, God.
All right, well. Anyway, so we got a pretty cool prize this year. Plus, we also are going to have trivia contests this year, and Kelly's also going to provide T-shirts for that. So we're going to plug his website again, which I at the moment can't remember what it is. So I guess I'm going to have to put that in an edit. But yeah, I didn't write it down. Shit, you see that? I'm not really we're really not started the season yet for it. But
yeah, we're in preseason mode.
Yeah, and you can tell. You see, I'm a mess, Tom. I'm all over the place. I'm leading with my fucking head.
There's no way you can get the name somewhere. It's not where, I mean.
Well, I'll be clicking around. I'll find it before the end of the show, because we'll talk about it again, that's for sure. And, you know, when the trivia contest starts up, I'll have it written down on my eyelid, so I'll know what it is and all that sort of stuff like that.
All right, yeah. So get over to ESPN's website and get in the Pick'em League group. It is a really awesome prize. If you're an NFL mm-hmm. fan, I mean, yeah, this is killer.
Yeah, he does all kinds of cool shit, and you'll be able to pick whatever you want, I guess. What you'll get with him if you win.
Yeah.
Everybody's expecting Yisman to win, of course, but we're going to have a lot of new people because we're going to be doing this in conjunction with NFL Addiction, which is the gigantic Facebook page that we're associated with this year, which
yes.
is pretty effing cool.
Yes, our show is brought to you by the NFL Addiction Facebook page and by mybookie.ag. Get over there and place all your bets, NFL or otherwise. They got everything over there, and you get paid in 2 days, and you put in the promo code BANG, and they match your deposit, so... Get over there and do that.
Bang for bang to gamble and bang to play pick'ems.
Right. Mybookie.ag. Play, win, and get paid.
Right. So there you go. There's all of our plugs right now. But get in on the pick'ems game. Get in on go to mybookie.ag. Because, you know, last year, Tom, we kicked ass.
Yes, we did, man. We got a lot to live up to this year, man. I'm a little worried. All right.
God, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm sitting on a giant sack of balls, baby.
All right. Coming up, Cult of Chucky.
Oh.
Hugh Jackson swears, John. Hugh Jackson.
Oh, I thought you said Keith Jackson for a second there.
No. Oh, Nelly, he ran around the corner like a big old motherfucker, didn't he?
Hugh Jackson, man. Crazy. All right, let's see what else we got. Bella Chicks and Chill.
Oh, God.
Yeah, move your hand a little lower.
Oh, stop. All right. What a Man, Jalen Mania, Where Are They Now, email, and more. But let's get back to that Raiders-Lions preseason game. I was so entertained by this game, and I don't know if it was because of Beth Mowins.
She's great. She's the greatest announcer there is.
Doing the play-by-play. I did love she got that dig in on that Matt. I guess he did a pregame. He did an analysis, John. He was analyzing.
That's not Matt Millen. They won't have him on Lions broadcasts.
Oh, is it Matt? No, that's not. It didn't sound like Matt. No, it's definitely not Matt Millen. I don't know who.
There's definitely Lions fans listening to us. Y'all let us know. If that's Matt Millen, I'm just going to go right now and say that's Matt Millen.
This was the TV crew. I don't know if they're associated with the Lions. I don't think it was a local. It was a national broadcast.
I don't know, because they always have the national broadcasters practice with the local teams. Like, we have the Redskins games gets what's his name, Kenny Albert. He does the game here. You'll hear him, like, they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a national game just because you hear him.
But nationally televised games are done also in, like when the Browns were on NFL Network, it was also on locally here on the CBS affiliate. You know, but with that's where you would have seen Bernie Kosar back when he was doing
it. I did.
No, I know, I did too, but he wasn't, you know, it wasn't enough to get anything out of him. It was almost like he was a robot recorded, you know.
He was on the sidelines. They wouldn't let him have his squeeze pouch. He was like a kid in the concert way back in the 70s with his squeeze pouch trying to get his liquor in.
All right, well, here's Beth Mowins getting a dig in on this guy, Matt.
Safety blitz for Kyle Joseph as he gets to the quarterback for the sack.
Not a very good job by Abdullah.
Yeah, he watched it.
He was. I know what that's like.
Well,
man.
Maybe they were watching your opening comments, Matt, when you said we probably won't see a lot of blitzing from the Raiders. Yeah. Well, we've seen a little bit. They got a couple of sacks already.
Matt Williamson, is that what she said?
Oh, no, uh-uh. No, she just said Matt.
All right, I'm going to see who it is here.
All right.
Because if it's Matt, hey, you listen to me, lady, I'm going to give you a fat lip.
I mean, you heard him talk. There's no way that was Matt Millen.
I don't know.
All right. Well, you go ahead and look.
He's back in the silver and black. John Gruden returns. It's a new look Raiders offense, defense, and special teams tonight in the opener.
In the opener. I hear they're all supposed to play very well. That's what Bill Belichick told us before the game, and he's not even here.
She's got a hell of a voice, doesn't she? She's like, she does. She's got like one of those cones that the old cheerleaders from the 20s used to use.
Again, it's nice Carl step. Joseph with a big pop, but flags are flying all over the place. And will this be our first look at the new helmet rule changes? Known as a hard hitter coming out of West Virginia, first round pick 3 years ago.
It was a big pop, Tom. It was a pop.
Yes, it was.
It was a pop with the big pop.
Oh, we can hear her do a sponsor. Let's see if she does a sponsorship better than Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
The Raiders are in the Toyota red zone. Toyota, let's go places.
Check her out. Like, yeah.
Let's go places. Let's go to the end zone.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Why not? I got Matt up here. He doesn't know jack shit nothing. Call us up. Tell Matt he's an idiot. Come on. This game sucks.
Hey.
We're going to let Matt drive the Toyota. He's not going places.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah.
There's a song there, John.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah.
John, are you in the bathroom again?
Hey.
Ooh. Ah.
Hey.
Ooh. Ah.
Hey.
Ooh. Ah.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ah. It sounds like somebody's swing set needs oil. Remember when you were a kid, there was that one swing set, the leg kept coming up out of the ground when the right. kid was too big on it, was swinging yes. on it. That's what it sounds like.
John, you better not be in the bathroom again, or I hear those sounds.
All right. Well, let's stick with John Gruden. Chucky's back. And okay,
you got to get that pop in there.
Yeah,
pop.
He looks like a man on a mission out there, man.
He always does.
I know.
He looks like a man on the mission when he's giving a pep talk to a fucking tire. Have you seen that commercial?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
So you heard, okay, all right, let's get this out of the way now, real quick.
All right.
Let's not harp on this too long.
Okay.
Good, but I did want to get what you thought so far, and I know there have been several penalties for this lowering of the helmet. Okay?
Right.
But before you give me your opinion, here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know if you saw the Titans preseason game.
No.
Oh my gosh, man. Okay, it was a classic penalty for this new penalty.
Right.
That Titans player went in, and every football coach tells their players, see what you hit. Always see what you hit. Keep your head up. You can make that. Every one of those tackles can be made with your eyes straight forward. Every single one of them. You do not need to put that head down. Well, this Titans player came, you know, and we've seen it. It's already been called a bunch of times. And I get it now. As I'm watching, because now we're getting replays of them because they're penalties.
Right.
And as I see these happening, I'm going, holy crap, no wonder they want this to stop. And this one in particular in the Titans preseason game, he lowered his helmet and knocked himself out.
He knocked himself out. Yeah, see, it's dangerous. You can't line your spine up like that.
No, you can't. First off, it's your brain, and then yes, your spine is not meant to be an accordion. It is not
right.
You know, that's not what the human body is supposed to do. So yeah, I get why they put this rule in place, and I am not going to complain about it because they can tackle without dropping their heads. I'm sorry, that's the way you're supposed to play the game.
No. I gotta disagree, because if there's one thing a life of watching cartoons has taught me is that, yes, the spine can be an accordion, especially if like a safe falls on you from out of a high window or something like that, or you fall off of a cliff that's a mile high, right? Okay. You know, you get up and you're the accordion, right? And if you're not looking out, that big rock that you were standing on a few minutes ago is gonna come down and smash you again. And this is, but you walk away from these things. So. Right. All right. Well, see, here's the other thing that I think about this. For one, I'm not a fan of it because I think that they can go overboard with it. I can see the ones that they definitely want to call. All right. But there's other ones, like in the Vikings Jaguars game that was called against the defensive end that flew in there and made a tackle. I can see why Ed Hockley Jr. threw his fucking flag, because when I think it was still Bortles, I think when Bortles' butt was on the ground, the dude gave him that final shoulder drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drew the flag right there. What I'm hoping is that these refs, especially him, are throwing it so tight in preseason to try to get them to back up a little bit and to start to try to play it a little cleaner. We're not going to see it as nasty as it's been in preseason. By the same token, dude, I tell you what, in two Redskins games that I've watched thoroughly, I haven't seen that many of them.
Oh, man, I've seen them. I've been watching a lot of preseason football, and I've seen it so many times. But here's the thing. You know what else? I'm seeing it missed a lot. So right now, it's very inconsistent, which is something we complain about with the refs all the time. They are incredibly inconsistent. But it's glaring now because every tackle, I'm watching for it.
Right. Well, see, I mean, I've watched a lot of preseason. I just haven't watched full games like I've watched those. And, you know, I see it and I see bad ones. And, you know, a lot of times I wonder why you don't call that on the offensive guy. They just called that penalty on the defensive dude, but their heads met down near his fucking knee. You know, that guy put his head down to where his knee was and hit him in the helmet, and they called him for it. They hit the safety in the helmet.
Yes, and there needs, and again, and this is a problem, and it's the same thing I said about, you know, the catch rule that we've had in the past, which has now been reversed, so to speak, is that there has to be some common sense.
Well, you know what I always say, Tom. If you suck a pig's dick, you're going to end up with all kinds of garbage on your face. But other than that... Other than that.
That's what you always say, huh? You always say that.
It's an icebreaker at parties, Trust. you pick out the countryest looking motherfucker in there and you go, hey, if you suck a dick, you end up with garbage on your face. Am I right? If you suck a pig's dick, what happened? Now, see, I forgot what the hell I was going to say. It was something I always say, too.
That's okay. You'll say more.
I'll say it again because it's something I always say. We were talking about this helmet rule, and that's I think my bottom line of it. I think that let me see what it looks like come week three. Let me see how they're calling it come week three.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. But you know, I understand the purpose. I get the purpose.
Sure,
for sure. It's crazy. It's just
what it's to head off lawsuits in the future, and we know that
such a difference.
Everything is controlled by whether or not there could potentially be a lawsuit in the future. That's why they don't give a fuck whether you go down there and take his legs out. You can go down there and amputate a guy below the knee, and they don't give a shit.
Well, we talked about that, trading knees for concussions.
We talked about that, Jim?
Many times, I think. All right, so let's move on to Hard Knocks. The reviews are 5 stars across the board. Everybody's saying this is the best Hard Knocks ever.
I don't know about ever. There's been some good ones, but this one's all right.
I'll tell you what. You're gonna be hard pressed to make me laugh harder than I laughed at Rex Ryan saying, "Let's go get a snack."
Yeah, right. The Jets had a great one. Rex Ryan was a fucking gem on that show. He was great on that show.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Oh my god, that was too good. So we got the Browns this year, and Dez Bryant finally got a visit with Cleveland, and of course they got his meeting with Hugh Jackson. On Hard Knocks, and it was priceless, and this is it.
What are you looking for, Dez?
I'm just looking for realness. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Realness.
Dez, I tell you, this opportunity that's sitting before you is, to me, is kind of unique in a sense that we're at a time where I think we're about to do this, mm-hmm. At a time where you could help us get this organization back to where it rightfully should be. The last 2 years have been hell. Me first to tell you that, but it's going to take guys like you who love to compete, who love to go in these big stadiums, say, we're here.
Okay, so as I was watching this and hearing this for the first time, I thought mm-hmm. we were watching him offer Dez the job, is what I thought he was doing. That's what we were about to see happen. I thought, wow, we're going to see them sign Dez right here on Hard Knocks.
I think he might have if Dez had said something other than, well, I'm just looking for realness.
Could you be a bit more definitive there, Dez? Are you looking for a playoff run? Are you looking to catch some footballs? Or are you just looking for like Hellman's mayonnaise? It's made with real eggs. No artificial coloring? Is that what you're after here? We got to earn your stripes, We don't have anything on the helmet, but you got to earn the stripes.
All right, let's continue.
And we're coming here to kick your ass.
Yes, sir.
And that's the kind of guys I'm looking for.
Coach, this is new to me. Right. Just being honest. All this new.
Way, I get it.
Just being honest. The way you expressing yourself, the way you talking to me. Mm-hmm. I barely know each other and I feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's what these players want. Mm-hmm.
You want to go have a cup of coffee?
I feel like I know you, Coach. I just met you, and we could have sex right now. I'd be thrilled. I can tell you. I just know you, Coach. I'm feeling you. I could come to your house for Christmas dinner. What the fuck is he talking about? This is the most glad-handed. You mind? I could wash your car. I could do that, I could shine your shoes, too. Coach, I just feel like we have made a connection that is beyond football. You can listen. Listen, you hear that? I am growing. I feel like we have made a love connection, Coach. I feel you. You are with me. I am now complete.
I heard growth out of him.
Jesus, can you believe the song and dance out of this guy? What a freaking moron.
Be honest with you, man. Just want that realness, because I'm going to give you who I am. I feel like I'm an easy person to talk to. I love learning. Mm-hmm. I want to know things. Mm-hmm. If it's something I'm not doing right, mm-hmm. I want to know those mm-hmm. things, because I feel like, we all deserve that. We all deserve that opportunity.
21 days, baby. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh Steelers. Right here at home, in front of the dog pound. Mm-hmm. It'll be unbelievable. This will be the greatest turnaround in sports history.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Oh,
hold on. Stop. Because first we got to address Dez. We will get to the final comment he made, because that has nothing to do with Dez. All right. So hold on a second. Okay. So he's telling Dez, in 21 days, man, right here in Cleveland, John, we're going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in front of the... Okay, Dez played for the Dallas Cowboys. He's been biggest, I mean, Cowboys Packers in the playoffs in Lambeau and in Dallas. He's been on the biggest stage other than the big stage, of course, the Super Bowl, but... someplace Hugh Jackson has never been with the Cleveland Browns, right. Even
let
sniffed.
Let me impress this kid right here with some of my names. Hey, you think you got something going there, buddy, but this is the Cleveland Browns, and we do things a certain way. And let me tell you, for the last 2 years, it's been hell.
They gave us a parade last year.
That's right, and I jumped in the lake.
Oh my God. This is priceless. This is classic.
But the last thing he said,
this will be the greatest turnaround in sports history.
Now, you know what? Just for the sake of sports and for people in Cleveland, I hope come February we're playing this back and saying, listen how stupid we sounded.
What if they're 0-16?
Oh my God, there's not a lake big enough that he can jump in. They're going to drag him over to the Atlantic Ocean.
Honestly,
and throw him in.
Honestly, and I think I said it on the last show, I do believe Cleveland will be the most improved team in the league. I mean, my God, if they win six games, they're 6 games better than they were last year.
600% per improvement. Yeah, what were the Lions the year after they went 0-16? I'll have to look that up. Oh, let's see what the bar is. That was 2009, right? They were 2008. They were 0-16, right?
Yep. That's when you couldn't get in the other tank, man.
Can't go in the tank. Oh, can't go in the tank. They were 2-14. So.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
So the bar is not high in Cleveland. Okay, the bar is not high.
Nope, not high at all.
Ah. That's good, because I can't do the limbo anymore.
Des Bryant.
All right.
I know, coach.
There's reason. There are many reasons, actually, for Browns fans to be excited.
Sure.
I mean, over the past several years, I every year I'd listen to these Browns fans going, whoa, this year we're going to be so much better. And it's like, no, you're not.
I know.
No, you're not. Yes. This year, yes, they are.
They can't help it.
No. There's too many good players now. There's too many good players now for them to not be a much more competitive football team.
Right. Tyrod Taylor, see, I said it right. Tyrod Taylor is a quarterback that won't turn it over. He's not that inaccurate. And they've got quality wide receivers, even if they let Dez walk out of the away from his new best friend. You know, his new best friend stood at the door. I bet you, what did you want to bet? Dez waved from the car. Bye.
It's funny. It's funny, you know. We heard Hugh Jackson. There was no question about it. Tyrod Taylor would be the starting quarterback this year for the Cleveland Browns, but guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
And the game, preseason game number 3 starts in an hour and 5 minutes. They're playing the Eagles tonight.
Right. Mayfield starting?
I don't know if he's starting this game, but there is discussion that he is blowing people away. And they are not sure if they want to start Tyrod or they want to just go for Baker now. I don't know if he's playing Tyrod dramatically or no, you know, whatever. I don't know. But I do know that that was a big topic today on TV. And then there was also something else going on. Some coach in Ohio State or something. There was some news.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what
that
was all about. But anyway.
Yeah, he gets to stay home for 3 rotten games.
So, yeah, we'll see. I think Cleveland's going to be a much better team. I think they actually now there's fantasy players there. They've got players to draft on your fantasy team. Several, in fact, mm-hmm. I dare to say.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right.
Plus, we get to watch possibly the biggest explosion in the world as we've got Todd Haley and Greg Williams on one sideline
with Hugh Jackson trying to keep the peace in the middle there. It's not going to last for very long. Come on, fellas, just break it up.
Freaking Todd Haley is insane, and Greg Williams is a dick.
I will tell you now, and I, you know, this doesn't matter to me if the Steelers win the division, the Super Bowl, I don't care. But for this particular game, I want to see the Browns win.
Oh, hell yeah. See, here's what you got to root for, Brownies, that you're going to finish ahead of the Bengals, because that's a realistic possibility.
Yes.
So go for that. That's what you want to do. Look down on somebody in the division.
If they win, week one, it's done. They got to win.
They're undefeated.
They do not have to worry about Luke going 0-16 for starters. You know, and it's just not something. And then the confidence, they just beat the Steelers in the opener. Are you kidding?
And Hugh Jackson is proven to be a fucking genius because immediately they have the best record in the NFL. It's the biggest turnaround in history, Tom, right there in Cleveland.
All right, let's move on. We got a great clip of Belichick.
Oh, we always have a great clip of Belichick.
Yes, I said coming up, Belichick's and chill, and I'll just let you hear it.
If there is downtime, like have you ever seen an episode of Game of Thrones? Do you have a Netflix account?
No, Linda does, but I don't have one. Yeah.
No, but
I'm not very tech savvy, Kristen. You know that. So. Yeah.
Okay, first thing I want to say, he pissed me off. He pissed me off when he said, "You do have a Netflix account, right?" Okay, Game of Thrones number one is on HBO, not Netflix.
Right.
And number two, he threw Belichick off to the Netflix. We never got to fucking hear whether or not he watched Game of Thrones because I could see Bill Belichick watching Game of Thrones.
You know, he's probably got the clicker and he's rewinding it, sitting there going, you know, you got the dragon here. He's going to have a good game. Watch. He's just going to blow right through the middle of the defense right there. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, the Lannisters, they're pretty much fucked. You can see that. Their defense is crumbling. Their special teams are falling apart. The dragon is just destroying everything. We're going to have to make a trade for that guy.
Everybody's favorite blonde is going to be having sex right here.
With her brother. But, you know, we're off on all kinds of shit now.
Oh, wait, Belichick just threw in a midget for fun.
He probably still calls HBO home box office.
Yeah.
Home box office.
Oh, my God, I haven't heard that forever. All right, let's continue with this.
Savvy, Kristen, you know that. So yeah. Even getting it on screen would be very challenging.
I think
me.
You could get Netflix. What about just like...
Well, no, you have to, you know, go to a certain thing. You have to have a passcode or something. I mean, you know,
have Linda do it for you.
It's not like you can just flip from channel 53 to channel 108. I can handle that. So,
well, you can do that to get to HBO to watch Game of Thrones.
But this is not changing the clock in your car, which I remember a few years ago you had a little difficulty with.
Who doesn't?
Well, fuck that. That's why I buy cars that were built before 1979. I don't worry about that shit.
You know, this is a little bit different. You know, once you get it, you got it. It's there.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if I didn't have some help, I don't think I'd be able to get to Netflix, Snapface, and Pandorama. And
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet.
So what would...
So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah. I mean, I definitely enjoy kicking back and relaxing.
Snapface, Pandorama. He's funny.
Pandorama. You know, they got that Sportify, whatever the hell that is.
Sportify.
Yeah.
You know, the snap face, he fell back on last year's jokes. You know, he probably sits up at night after he's watched Game of Thrones backwards and forwards, and he sits there and thinks of,
what kind of silly things can I call technological marvels this week?
Mr. Redskins fan.
Okay.
First off, I am really sorry about Darius Geis. That was one terrible. More fantasy running back off the board that we won't get.
Seven carries.
Somebody won't get to draft. He is out with a torn ACL. But Jay Gruden said, we have guys here that can play. We drafted Darius because he was the best player we thought at the time of the draft, not because we weren't satisfied with the backs we have. Well, when news broke of this and it was announced to the team, Chris Williams started crying, dude, literally. Chris Thompson.
He was crying.
Okay, now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Was he crying because he's scared to be the man? Why is he crying?
No, he's crying because he's crying because he knows that means Rob Kelly at that point was going to be the man, and that means, oh, fuck, it's another year of nothing. So Chris Thompson's had three major leg injuries for one, all right, and including a broken leg last year. His role as the scat back, third down back, is perfect for him.
Okay.
Putting him out there and making him run as a running back one, as the bell cow slamming in there or trying to get outside every first and second down, that's not where he's good. So leave it there. They drafted Samaje Perine, and they got Rob Kelly. That's what they figured they'd try, and it didn't work, so we signed Adrian Peterson.
I saw that, but I like Perine.
Perine's all right, except he had an ankle injury, and he fumbled.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, I don't think it's what they expected to be able to carry the load. And even if it was, they got three running backs. You know, you can't.
All right.
Yeah. So there's an added benefit with Peterson, aside from the fact that he's going to rush for, well, probably about, 1,800 yards and 21 touchdowns or something like that.
All right, let's move on.
Right.
I just wanted to know about Chris crying. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's what it was all about. But who's better to teach Darius Geis how to rehab a knee?
True. Very, very true. Maybe that's why they signed him. Hey, we got to get him in here to motivate Darius.
Yeah. Vet minimum, too, man. They got a lot of value with that guy. Yeah. He's going to get a big feature tomorrow night.
Well, the cool thing about Peterson is he's playing for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's playing because he wants to fucking run that ball.
What's my penis on? Brave. I'm going to have to go get that drop.
I guess he was really impressive.
Well, I think it was a foregone conclusion.
I guess he really was just really impressive as soon as he got into practice. So
he looks great.
Good.
I mean, you know, dude's fucking built. You should have seen him out in the parking lot. He was knocking the shit out of this little kid. He beat the living crap out of that kid. The kid didn't even have a chance. So he was definitely in shape.
If I said, John, you got to go out and bet money on the team that's going to win the AFC this year, but it can't be the Patriots, who the hell can unseat them? I mean, look. I'll give him all the respect in the world. Bill Belichick, greatest coach ever. Tom Brady, I will argue he is the best quarterback of all time. But God, come on. I can only take so much.
I know. You know, it just does get boring. And I frankly blame the rest of the AFC because you're nothing but a bunch of pussies. What the fuck's the matter with you? Step up and do something about this. Hey, AFC East, you bunch of pansies. This dude's been lording it over you for years. Do something about it. Right? Anyway, I think if I had to pick one, it's the Chargers.
Okay, we'll get rid of Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
There.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, wait. We had the receiver who had more catches than anybody else in the league last year. We'll let him go to the Browns. And then I don't understand why the Dolphins let Jarvis Landry go. That one just blew my mind.
They're a mess. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just spinning their wheels, and I think they're having fun with it. You know what they are? They're like they're riding through the Everglades on one of those stupid boats with some redneck that's freaking, hey, woohoo, and they don't have anywhere to go. They're just spinning around through water. Woohoo!
You mean Jimmy Buffett?
Well, no, not necessarily Jimmy Buffett. He's, what, 80 now? I don't think he's doing that anymore.
Jennifer Lopez? I'm just naming people who are part owners of the team.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez out in the Everglades?
Gloria Estefan? I don't know.
Actually the Chargers, but they've had a lot of injuries, man. Just God, they've lost like four starters. So the Jaguars, they still have that defense and they got that running game.
Yeah, I mean they look like the obvious team to get back and play them, but I do like the Chargers to win their division this year, man.
I think so. I think it's theirs to lose, even if they have lost players.
Can't count out Chucky, man.
You know, I don't know. You know, the dude's showing him film from 1974.
He's
right?
Got players, man.
It's just Pete Banajak. Look at him up on there. God damn it, he can do it like that. You're not allowed to, because if you lower your head, you're going to get a flag. But look at him in 1974.
All right. Oh, my gosh. You know, we got the Vikings announcer. We really like the Vikings announcer.
Paul Allen. We found him last year in that Browns game. I was listening to him on the radio when they were in London. He's the best.
Kaiser goes back to pass, trailing by a million, passes over the middle, and it's caught.
Trailing by a million is great.
Trailing by a million.
That is a great thing. All right, so he's back, and let's see. Here he's you mentioned earlier, you were talking about Hockley's kid, Sean Hockley, Hockley's son.
Yeah.
You know, he's a ref now, and he's here's...
That game was terrible. It was nothing but flags.
Here's the Vikings announcer.
Now here is Sean Hockley, take one. We get to see if he is as loquacious as his dad.
Before the pass was thrown, holding by the defense, number 23. It's a 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic. First down.
Pete Bursich. Sean Hockley was 9 adjectives and 62 words short of emulating his father, Ed.
Right.
However, he was exactly like his father, Ed, in that was the first play of the fucking game, dude.
Oh, God.
Honest to God, that game had something like 28 flags, 20 accepted penalties. Oh, my. It was ridiculous. Literally, almost a third of the plays are the flags. NFL, Roger Goodell, we don't want to watch that shit.
All right, here he is on Calais Campbell.
There is the behemoth Calais Campbell lobbying for his team. One of the most impressive football specimens you will ever see, Calais Campbell.
Oh, there he is. He's a big football specimen over there.
Look at that one. He's a football specimen, don't you think? He's Calais Campbell lobbying for his team.
All right, let's go to break.
All right, yeah, let's do that because Calais Campbell's got me. Wait, listen to me, Tom. I'm growing.
All right.
Sean Hockley's going to flag me.
I heard growth out of him. Bang,
bang. Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder.
Thank God we built you. What a blessing for the community.
You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert. Do you understand that it is actually statistically harder for a team to be this consistently bad than it is for them to occasionally accidentally be good?
The probability is staggering. Did you happen to see that Packers game today? It's like they're playing a different sport than you are.
And here's what you have to understand. We don't even expect you to be good. We just want you to be watchable.
Do you have any idea how low our expectations are?
We don't expect you to win the Super Bowl. We just want you to look better than a Division III high school team.
And listen, I know that there are way more important things in life than football, but you are supposed to be our pleasant distraction from those things.
But all we do is pay you money to put us in a bad mood every week.
You are a factory of sadness!
I'll see you Sunday.
John, they're back this year. It's a great relationship between us and mybookie.ag. It is the place to go to place your bets.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what. It's a great relationship for me. I don't know how much they like me winning their money, but I certainly enjoy it.
And you will get that money, too. This place has been in business for years. MyBookie's been around. Their reputation rock solid. When you put your money in, you don't have to worry about it, I promise, because we use it and they pay. They pay in just 2 business days, too, right?
Yep.
I mean, they're quick. 100% cash bonuses. You're making money right off the bat for doing nothing. So make sure you go to mybookie.ag, and when you do, there's a place to put in a promo code. Just put in the word bang, B-A-N-G, and like if you put in $100, they will match it. You'll have $200 to bet with, and you know, look, I wouldn't recommend them to you. You know, John and I, we have had very, very, very few endorsements on this show, but when it's something that we both like a lot, you know, we're going to endorse them, man, because they're legit.
If you're new to us, you didn't hear us last year, but Tom and I were kind of crowing about it last year, and listeners for the show for a long time will tell you, like, man, we had a good year last year. We used mybookie.ag and made out. We had a good old time on a show in late December where we were talking about how we were going to spend the money that we won this year.
We took a nice beach vacation with our winnings.
That's nice, man. Yes. I ain't telling you what I did with mine because I think it's still illegal in a couple of states.
Also, they got a great app, so you can just take them with you everywhere. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code BANG to activate offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Where can you find the greatest NFL fans on the planet?
NFL Addiction.
Where can you win great NFL prizes?
NFL Addiction.
Where can you take part in amazing NFL discussions?
NFL Addiction.
If you're a diehard NFL fan, you absolutely must join the NFL Addiction Facebook page. You'll find over 25,000 people just like you.
Yes, the NFL Addiction Facebook page has over 25,000 members.
NFL Addiction.
If there's an NFL topic to be discussed, it's already being discussed here. Plus, great prizes. You can win autographed NFL gear, art, and more. Never miss the best NFL videos, memes, and entertainment out there. It's all at the NFL Addiction Facebook page.
NFL Addiction.
Join the NFL Addiction Facebook page right now.
NFL Addiction. Oh, baby. La, 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 la. For the first time in my
life, I see love. I see love. Hey, it's Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly, and you listen to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
I ain't got too much to say, but y'all make sure y'all bring that same energy out here next week and the week after. We going to the Super Bowl and we gonna win that bitch.
Jalen Ramsey unloaded on NFL quarterbacks in an article for this week's GQ magazine. Name checks 25 different signal callers and tells us what he really thinks of all of them. Guess who was asked about that today?
This is what's so great about social media. See, there are some good things about social media, and it, you know, When the internet started, I don't hear anybody say it anymore, but it was called the information superhighway.
Well, that was what, you know, the inventor Al Gore called the internet at the time. It was the information superhighway.
Yeah, I hear he also invented pants, but, you know.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, so Jalen Ramsey, cornerback for a team that could possibly win the AFC this year, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Go ahead. Pick on him, everybody. Pick on him because you're mad at him. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's go ahead. Dude, he is. Wow, man.
He is a badass. And you know how I feel. Anytime you've got a cornerback that doesn't think exactly what he's saying, they are worthless.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's just saying it, and I have no problem with that. Not from the cornerback position.
So he did this interview with Clay Skipper, GQ Magazine.
Clay Skipper here from GQ Magazine. Say, Jalen, would you like to tell us what you think of all these Panthers?
Well, he said he was asked, in your opinion, who doesn't suck? He said, Jalen said, Aaron Rodgers doesn't suck. Tom Brady doesn't suck. He says, I got to think now about all the teams. I think Marcus Mariota is a great quarterback for their team.
What?
I think Tyrod Taylor is actually a better quarterback than he gets credit for because he does not make mistakes. He just doesn't have turnovers that often, and that's really all you need, especially if you get a good defense.
Yeah, he knows that. That's what he's got on his team. He's got the white Tyrod Taylor down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's right. That's what he's got on his team. He's got the white Tyrod.
Check this out. He says Deshaun Watson will be the league MVP in a couple years. 100%. There's not even a debate about that. And this is the part I hate, John. He says him and Carson Wentz, for every year starting now until 5 to 10 years, it's going to be them two. They're that good.
Fuck Carson Wentz and fuck the Philadelphia Eagles. That's all I've got to say. It's preseason, and I know I'm going to get flagged right there because I'm leading with my head.
But fuck those Philadelphia goddamn fucking Eagles.
Hey, did you hear about any bizarre news involving Dak Prescott this
week?
Yes,
I did. I heard that somebody found a picture of him with something not safe for work, which means I don't want to look at it because I really don't give a shit about seeing Dak Prescott's dick.
Oh, my God.
It's that big? Holy shit, Tom.
Oh, my God. I don't.
It must be huge. He's speechless, ladies and gentlemen. Tom doesn't know what to say about Dak Prescott's dick.
I was trying to remember what Howard Stern was said on in Private Parts when he was talking about going to school in the locker room. He's like, oh, I know what it was. Because these guys had rhinoceros penises.
Does he really? I don't even want to know. I don't care.
Oh, I don't want to know either.
He could play for the Cowboys defensive line.
Well,
I'll bet you they'll have him.
Oh, man, dude, I'll tell you what. That defensive line is badass.
Oh, I hear that. I hear that.
I don't like their new name. We'll get to that coming up. But Dak Prescott, yeah. Jalen Ramsey said, Dak Prescott, he's good. He's all right. Ezekiel Elliott runs that team, though. Everything runs around Zeke.
Okay.
So
I don't see why not, you know.
Right. You're gonna hate this.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins is good. I think he's a winner. He's a hell of a competitor. Coming off the play action, he's the best quarterback in the league.
Hey, you know what? You know what I said. I like the guy. I wish we'd have kept him. I'm not complaining that we got Alex Smith. I'm actually kind of happy that that's how it worked out since we lost Kirk Cousins, because other than the option would have been, you know, somebody else, and I'm fine with it.
I don't know what Jalen thinks of Alex Smith, because he left him off the list.
It's probably because he thinks it's one of his father's friends.
Right. All right. He says Derek Carr, I think he's good. He said Eli Manning. Nah, I won't say Eli's good.
Okay, I'll agree with him there. He sounds like a wise and sage young man.
I won't say Eli's good.
He makes the best faces, though.
I think Russell Wilson is good. I think he's a really good leader, too. This one was kind of interesting to me. He said, and I don't know if it's because of the two games last year, it's got to be. He goes, Big Ben, I think he's decent at best. It's not Big Ben. It's Antonio Brown. Big Ben slings the ball a lot of the time. He just slings it, and his receivers go get it. He has a strong arm, but he ain't all that. I played him twice last year, and he really disappointed me.
He disappointed me.
He didn't even challenge me, John.
He would come up to him after the game to shake his hand after picking him off 5 times and making him question his manhood.
Yeah, man, I was kind of looking forward to a little bit better performance out of you, you know. I had heard so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Mr. Ramsey. You kept getting in the way of my obvious touchdown passes. I was throwing them to other people, and you were being very rude.
Well, they asked Eli Manning. Somebody asked Eli about Jalen's comments.
Eli, Jalen Ramsey made a comment that at this point in your career, you're only a good quarterback because of your connection with Odell Beckham. Do you have any comment on that or any retort?
No.
Who?
I hadn't heard anything about it, so, I got work to do, and I'm going to be excited about week one no matter what.
I like he goes, who?
Is that what he said?
He goes, have you heard anything about this? He goes, no. Right. Who?
Okay. See, because for some reason, whenever he talks, I get this distortion, and it all just goes,
God dang, Paul. All right, let's see. Jalen Ramsey said, Drew Brees. I'm a fan of Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is really good, even at this age. He still runs everything. Andrew Luck. I don't really think he's that good. Him and T.Y. Hilton had a connection in the past that made him stand out a little bit more, but I don't think he's good.
He hasn't seen him play very much.
No, he hasn't really.
You know, I think he's about ready to, though. I think he's about to. Andrew Luck's looking pretty strong, at least. He doesn't look like he's afraid of the football anymore.
He says, I think Matt Ryan's overrated. You can't tell me you win MVP 2 years ago, and then last year you're a complete bust, and you still got Julio Jones. There's no way that should ever happen. I don't care. You know what that tells me? That tells me Kyle Shanahan left, went to San Francisco, got Garoppolo, made him this big thing, and now Garoppolo's a big name, and Matt Ryan had this bad year. All right.
He sounds like he's got his finger on the pulse of the NFL, Tom. I'm telling you what, because right as soon as I realized the same thing, I traded Julio Jones for Dalvin Cook in our big money league that's drafting this Sunday.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And Matt Ryan was asked about it.
Now, the Falcons played the Jags August 25th as part of the pre...
In case you don't know, he's on the Dan Patrick Show.
It's Dan Patrick there.
Now, the Falcons played the Jags August 25th as part of the preseason. Is that where you lobby to play a little bit more, Matt?
No, there's bigger things at hand than that. We've got more important and bigger goals to accomplish than trying to make a statement in the third preseason game. I've played for 11 years, and so, you know, I've heard my fair share of trash talking from a lot of different people, and if this stuff kept me up at night, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So I don't pay too much mind to it. I'm about winning games, and I'm about being the absolute best player that I can be.
He said, I'm not about trash talk. I don't think it's trash talk unless you're both on the field looking each other face to face. I mean,
right.
I don't think he's trash talking through GQ magazine. I think he was asked to give his opinion about NFL quarterbacks, and he did. I don't think he was trash talking at all.
Truth is not trash. Look, while you were playing that piece of audio, a young man from Western Union showed up and handed me this telegram. I'm going to open it up, and it says, Matt Ryan, you lost the Super Bowl after having a 25-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, now, come on. Now, you got to put most of that on the defense, man. He gave him a 25-point lead. Well, no, there was a pick six. There was a pick six in there.
And all he had to do was run that play, that one play. Run the ball, get 2 yards, kick a field goal, and it's out of reach.
Oh.
But no, instead, we got the Japanese. We got the greatest freaking Super Bowl call ever, which we'll get through some other time.
All right. And finally, I saved this one for last. He's already going in on a rookie.
Oh, good. Well, he should.
Fuck Buffalo Bills draft pick Josh Allen.
Oh, especially him.
Here's Jalen had to say. I think Josh Allen is trash. I don't care what nobody say. He's trash, and it's going to show, too. That's a stupid draft pick to me. We play them this year, and I'm excited as hell. I hope he's their starting quarterback. He played at Wyoming. Every time they played a big school, like they played Iowa State, which is not a big school in my opinion because I went to Florida State, he threw 5 interceptions, and they lost by a couple touchdowns or something like that. He never beat a big school. If you look at his games against big schools, it's always hella interceptions, hella turnovers, big arm supposedly. I don't see it. When he was saying that, all I could think about was Marshawn Lynch going hella tacos, yes, hella enchiladas, hella quesadillas.
Right, by the way, my name in the Pick'ems League is hella quesadilla. That was my favorite bit last year, was Marshawn Lynch with that little Mexican guy. Oh, that was the best.
That was pretty good. I don't know though. Last year though was I was in tears listening to the one where we had the high school basketball announcers that were racist. Do you remember those guys?
Fired right away.
Those guys.
Oh, the Colts broadcaster got fired for having a private joke with a friend of his. Do you see that?
No.
Yeah, he said a disparaging word. I believe it was the N-word.
Oh.
But the conversation was supposedly a private conversation. So somebody turned around and said, "Hey, he said, he said, you know." You can play the audio. Somebody did that to him and he got fired.
Oh no.
I don't know. Are we allowed to play that audio
anymore?
I don't
know.
He won, you know. He won the fucking war. Is he going to come and get us?
I don't know.
I don't know. We could try it. Because that's one of my favorite pieces of audio, was that girl at that concert.
Oh, man. Yeah, who was that Eagles receiver?
It was Riley Cooper. Yeah, and that woman in the background.
Way to go.
Yeah, so here we go. We're going to give everybody a taste of some of the kind of fun we like to have, because this is the best part of casual racism.
Well, it's not us, man. We're just bringing you what the world has to offer.
That's right. That's
right. Well, who was it? It was at Riley Cooper went to a country concert.
Yeah, the Kenny Chesney concert. The shitty Kenny Chesney concert in the Factory of Sadness. That's where he was. He was there. That was that concert. I think it was.
It is. And I don't know why he said he'd kill everyone there, but he used the N-word, and then this girl repeated she just stated that he said the N-word, and she's so drunk when she says it.
Best.
I will jump that fence and fight every nigger here, bro.
I'm sorry, but it's funny. I can't help it.
She's like the social media cop. Her freaking hat starts turning around like a blue light.
Said
it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
So anyway, here's what Josh Allen had to say about Ramsey's comment.
He's not on my team. He's not my teammate. Don't bother me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. I care about my teammates, what my teammates think of me. When I step on the field, ultimately, I'm trying to win football games and trying to be the best quarterback for this team as possible.
I feel like I really believe that Ramsey's comments didn't bother him as much as being asked about Ramsey's comments, because I think he was kind of put on the spot and he was not expecting it, maybe. Sound a little nervous just talking.
Right. And, you know, because he didn't want to have the follow-up of how come you couldn't beat any big schools? You can't ask me that now. I've already been drafted.
Yeah, how couldn't you?
Look, I got to tell you, Bills fans, if you're worried so much about a fracture in A.J. McCarron's collarbone, your season is fucked. If it's that big of a news, oh, God, A.J. McCarron went down.
But can you imagine the next question to Josh Allen? Hey, when that juggernaut Iowa State intercepted you 5 times.
I don't even know what they're called. They're not the Hawkeyes. That's Iowa. What are they called? Iowa State.
Iowa State, I know, wasn't that the home of Barry Sanders?
I guess.
Is that Iowa State?
I can't even remember. No, I thought he went to Oklahoma State.
Was that Oklahoma State? Okay. Yeah.
He went to
sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
I don't think anybody's going to Iowa State. I'll have to look it up. I got a lot of homework after this show.
I got to get through these real quick so we can get onto the email, because we are running short on time here. So I'm just going to ask you real quick. All of these people, I'm going to ask you, where are they now? All right.
Okay.
I will tell you this. Everyone that I'm going to ask you about is a coach on an NFL staff.
Okay. I got to pick which team he's with now.
Yeah. Where is quarterback Byron Leftwich?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I'm going to say he's the quarterback's coach for the Broncos.
Cardinals.
All right. I just took a guess. I mean, obviously.
Wide receiver Bobby Engram.
Oh, Bobby Engram, wide receiver, is a wide receiver's coach for the Giants.
Ravens.
Okay. I was channeling, Tom. I almost got purple, but it stopped on blue. And Eli Manning was in my head going,
don't bet on these over at mybookie.ag.
Yeah, don't bet on me doing this.
All right, running back Bernie Parmalee.
Parmalee is with the Bengals.
Falcons running back coach.
Falcons again.
Yeah.
All right, Falcons. All right.
Yeah, and it's okay if you miss every one of them. We're all getting educated here.
Well, that's good. I'm not expecting to be arrested or anything.
I could have never got all any. I would have hardly got any of these. Now, there's a few of them that I did know. One of them.
Okay, I might know a few.
One of them is this one, which is Coach. Remember the Michigan coach, Brady Hoke? And where,
Brady Hoke?
Wherever
else
he coached.
I don't know where he is. No.
I don't know.
I don't know where he is.
Panthers offensive line coach.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something. They've had a lot of injuries, too. They've had a lot of bad injuries.
Defensive tackle Leon Lett.
Leon Lett is coaching somewhere in the league. He's teaching people in Miami how to not fumble in snowstorms on Thanksgiving night.
It was,
how to stay away from field goals that get blocked.
It was sleet, John.
It was more than sleet. It was nasty. That was like a Slurpee being dumped on the field.
Know. Cowboys defensive line coach.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Who'd have guessed?
You know, with somebody like Leon, it's best to keep him as close as possible.
I didn't think about this. We'll get to that coming up, but that now right. That makes a lot more sense to me. All right. Okay. All right. How about, you remember the old 49ers fullback, Tom Rathman?
Tom Rathman. He is the running backs coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, for the 49ers.
Oh, fucking A, man. See, I keep trying to outsmart the obvious here.
Since 1997, actually.
You know what I should do? I should answer everything like Dick Clark would answer it, and that way I'll never be wrong.
I believe this guy was in a cartoon that we did that was a parody of Charlie Brown, and it's Coach Jim Haslett.
Wasn't he going to be? Wasn't there going to be some kind of four-team league that was going to play him? And oh, God damn it, who the hell else was involved with it? I thought Marty Schottenheimer was involved before he got sick.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think it started yet. Maybe he will move on to that after this. Didn't he portray Charlie Brown in that cartoon?
Yeah, he was Charlie Brown in that old cartoon. I did, yeah.
So do you know where he is?
Fossil is with the Titans.
Fossil? No, I said Jim Haslett. Oh, no, it was Fossil. That's right. Fossil was the one in the cartoon.
Fossil. Haslett, yeah, he was in the cartoon, too. Haslett always reminded me of Big Bird.
Yeah. Bengals linebacker coach.
Oh, okay. Fossil is?
Yeah. No, Haslett is.
Oh, Haslett
I don't know where Fossil is.
Shit, I don't know.
All right. What about wide receiver Keenan McCardle?
Keenan McCardle was with the Redskins.
Oh, was he?
But I don't think he is anymore. He was like 2 years ago, but I don't think he is anymore. So I'm going to say the Buccaneers.
No, he's back with the Jags as their wide receiver coach because he played for the Jags. Him and Jimmy Smith, remember?
Again, I was channeling and I just missed it geographically by a little bit.
All right. Linebacker Kevin Green, and he is not with the Steelers. I'll give you a hint.
Kevin Green is with the Rams.
Jets linebacker coach. You're just throwing out any name, aren't you?
Just guessing. Hey, look, again, I'm trying to channel the spirits here. They said big city in America. I said, okay, it's Los Angeles or New York. I'll take Los Angeles. I was 50-50.
One of your favorite subhumans of all time, wide receiver Ike Hilliard.
He's a Redskins wide receiver.
Oh, I would say you better get this one right.
Yes, he is. He's a Redskins wide receiver.
All right,
coach.
And this one's my favorite. This is absolutely my favorite. Coach Tom Cable. Can you get me a press packet on this guy?
Tom Cable's up in Seattle, right? He's their offensive line coach.
No, he's the Raiders offensive line coach.
He's back down in Oakland. God damn it, my son is fucking up everything. Holy shit. Next time you're going to tell me that they've cut Jamarcus.
Oh,
you can't cut Jamarcus.
Oh.
They're going to hire that moron Kiffin back. You watch. I'm rolling over in my grave.
That is priceless to me.
It's like they all ran away, and as soon as Al died, they started coming back.
By the way, did you hear, you know, the Raiders are moving to Vegas. It is imminent. It's
right.
Going to happen.
Right.
This new stadium of theirs is, I don't know if you've looked at, oh, wow, this thing is unfriggin' believable.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous, state of the art. It looks futuristic. It looks like shit you'd see in Final Fantasy video games, you know? I mean, it's crazy, man. But here's the thing. They did what the Eagles had to do. They put in a jail and a courtroom.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's almost all stadiums now. They put a drunk
tank in
there.
Are they all doing that? Because when I toured Jerry World, they never showed us any courtroom or jail there.
You know, have a shot of whiskey or two and go out and, you know, kick Rowdy in his balls. You'll find it.
I could have.
My son just wears that haircut to make people think he's stupid, but he's getting slot machines put in the visitor's locker room. Talk about a distraction. We're going to have showgirls down there at halftime.
Did I ever send you that picture of me and Rowdy?
I saw that on some sites that I'd rather my wife didn't know I watched.
Oh, my God.
Those are sentences I'd never say. You might as well have said, hey, John, did you see those photos of me and Clay Skipper?
I'm going to send you that picture and you can put it up on the website.
Okay.
Yeah. When we took the tour, when we went down on the field, you know, there were cheerleaders down there and Rowdy was dead. There was all kinds of stuff going on. So yeah, I got my picture taken with Rowdy.
All right. Yeah, I want to do more with the website this year. You know, it's something I've been thinking about, is changing up the theme, and because it's just been a list of shows and that's all it is. So there's more I want to do with it.
But yeah, I just thought that was cool that they had a courtroom and a jail.
Yeah, yeah.
So all right. Email.
Okay, let's see here. We got a lot, and all of these people, I'm assuming all of you people have come to me from NFL Addiction, which is that big, giant Facebook page. All right, so I think, because I don't recognize any of these names except for over there, this is from B.C. Green. B.C. Green put us on his up. He announced on Facebook for us a talk about AD predictions, which I assume he means is all day, which would be Adrian Peterson, and I believe I already said 1,850 yards, and I think,
oh, come on.
18 touchdowns. Oh. Okay. He wants to know what we think about the Vikings record and playoff predictions. Well, for one, we don't do predictions until right before the show. And I mean, right before the season starts, like in about 2 weeks or so. And two, we're not really analysts, except, you know what? Cousins looked bad last week, Tom, and Thielen hasn't caught a pass. So I'm saying they're 3-13.
It's so meaningless.
I know.
It is so meaningless. Preseason, not the Vikings. He's joking, obviously. Pre-season.
We'll talk about them when it comes time for us to make predictions. So stay tuned, BC Green.
We will give you our predictions right after the season ends.
That's right. That's the best time.
No.
You're never wrong.
I think the Vikings have a great chance to get right back where they were last year. And, you know, maybe if they can get that one seed, man. It's, you know, it's hard to... Everybody, all the analysts on TV, they want to say this, you know, here's how the teams are going to finish in this division. Here's how the teams are going to finish in this division. And then this team's right. A wild card and this team gets a bye because they are record. They're telling you the exact records. And it's like, just stop, because it never, ever matches up with what you say. You might get one over here and, oh, you got that, you know, you might get the majority of the division winners right. You might even get the majority of the basement teams right. But you're never going to get them all right in a row, and, you know, all the playoffs are set up and all this. You might pick the Super Bowl right. Who knows? But, I mean,
you got all those people that waste hours and hours with these computer algorithms trying to get all the scores right. So they're trying to figure out, look, I make sure that all adds up, all the records adds up properly, and this is what it's going to be. They're wrong every time.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
I mean, the only thing you have to do is say, okay, the Patriots are going to be in the Super Bowl, and you've got a better than even chance of being right about that, and then just try to pick the NFC.
Yeah, still, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm not picking it yet.
Are the Steelers?
I'm not picking anything
yet. But earlier we were like, who the hell can unseat the Patriots? I don't know. The Steelers always try. I don't know.
I
don't know.
I was high on the Chargers till they started getting all these injuries.
Yeah, but
shit, man,
okay.
They won 9 out of their last 12, yeah, man, coming down the stretch. They got a badass pass rush. I was high on them, but then now they've gotten all these injuries in the defensive backfield.
They'll be all right.
Okay, well.
No, I think they're going to win that division.
All right, from the Facebook post that I put on NFL Addiction announcing the show and saying hello to everybody, Eric Jessup says, what time is the show on? Well, if you can hear me, right now. All right, and then I sent him a link to an old show and said, this is what this is, Eric. So then he sent me a message. Sua Cravens is gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. All right, Sua Cravens, for anybody who doesn't know, is this safety/linebacker that the Redskins drafted, and he was a freaking Fruit Loop, and now he's with the Broncos. He's a malingerer. Who the fuck knows? The dude, who knows? He says he's gay, and there's nothing wrong with that, but he says the I Am Susie Twitter handle, which is true, that's his name on Twitter, the high drama, the sensitivity, the secretiveness surrounding his football issues. He wants to come out of the closet, but he's afraid, the concussion providing media cover for his eccentricities. I do hope he is getting help and getting better mentally and physically. That is my conspiracy theory, and I'm sticking with it. Frankly, I think that's way too much thought to be giving the latest Old Navy employee.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it sounds to me like he's going to fit in just fine down at Old Navy.
All right.
Right. All right. Matt Tubby Utech says, the Bears.
The Bears?
The Bears.
Right.
Right. Now, I do happen to know Matt works for a brewery making delicious beer for all of us to enjoy. So a moment of reverence and respect for Matt Utek, and play that again one more time while we all raise our glass.
Bears.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ah. Hey.
Ooh.
Ah.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ah.
All right, so a faithful listener, Devin Troughton, has found this Eagles fan that makes videos and sticks them on the internet. And, dude, he's okay. He's all right. He might be some fun during the season. The best thing about this guy, I'm going to have to send you a link, Tom, so you can see him. He's got no teeth in the front of his head. He looks like a fucking goalpost. He looks like a goalpost.
What does he look like, Diva Lover?
Oh, it's even worse. I mean, he looks like a guy that's been in jail and has been used.
Well, how about that?
They knocked those front teeth out.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of reprobates that have probably been in jail, Roy McCarver writes in. Roy McCarver, I think, is actually the admin over there at NFL Addiction. He says, damn it, John, I don't care how much you hate on Barry Sanders or Matthew Stafford. Sanders is better than Emmett Smith any day of the damn week. You can take that to the bank. P.S. I don't even care if I get mentioned. I just wanted you to understand you are wrong on this, but I really enjoy the show. Screw the Skins, go Lions. Now, this was a big debate that's going on over on NFL Addiction. Is who's better? You know, it's the standard debate. Who's better, Emmett Smith or Barry Sanders?
Oh, and God. I said...
Yeah, I know. I said Emmitt Smith because he's going to stick his nose in there and get you those hard 3 yards, whereas Barry Sanders is more than likely going to try to bounce outside and lose you.
Not to mention, but I'll give you one look, and I'm not getting into all of it because it takes forever. I've always said, and I'm a Cowboys fan, but Barry Sanders is the best pure runner of all time. But when you're talking about a complete running back, let me give you a quote from Barry Sanders. I never blocked in my life. All right. No,
that's right.
Sorry. Great runner, but he will lose you yards, which can hurt your team, but amazing with the ball in his hand, especially you get him into open space. But he didn't even – I mean, sometimes he'd catch passes and you'd get him to him in open space. It was great. But, man, keep in mind now, Emmett was a guy who could catch anywhere from 50 to 70 passes a game on top of all the damn yards.
50 to 70 passes?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Go look. Go look at his numbers.
In a game?
Yeah, in a season.
50 to 70 per game.
Oh, did I say per game? No, per year. Go. What's next email?
All right, well, look, I'll tell you what. Let me just say this, because I remember that other quote from Barry Sanders, which was, how did I get all this garbage on my lip? And I think I know. Barry drowned in the playoffs. All right, yeah, okay. So anyway, we can continue that over on NFL Addiction, where the debate rages daily. Go over there and freaking everybody sign up for that, man. You'll have a good time. Okay, Sherry writes to us. Shelly writes to us, and I do believe Sherry wrote to us a couple of shows ago when we were starting to come back after the, I think in our July show.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember her. She asked us if the Jets were going to let Sam Darnold see the field. So she writes and says, good morning. I'm an elderly Jewish woman with a heart condition. Oh, my goodness, Tom. She's an elderly Jewish woman with a heart condition. That's just wonderful. Oh, bless her. She's a Jets fan living the nightmare in sunny Florida.
Uh-oh, Florida. You gotta get a little gargly in that voice.
Right.
There you go.
In Florida. Yeah.
Right.
Down here, even the ultraviolet rays is so thick, it makes everybody sound like they smoke 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
Right.
So she's an elderly Jewish Jets fan with a heart condition. And it's guaranteed to rain down there every day, which I'm sure bothers the sciatica. Anyway, she says, talk about your false advertising. Where was she? Oh, yes, that's right. She has a question. Now that Sam has started one time and maybe starting tomorrow night, might you have changed your thoughts on who will be the Jets starter at week one?
So what do you think? You think Sam Darnold's the real deal?
Sam Darnold should be fine. You should be glad you got Sam Darnold and not Josh Allen, because I hear he's trash.
Well, you know, that's what somebody said. Actually,
said,
I kind of, yeah. You know, I'm just basing on what I've seen in preseason. He looks like the game's not going to phase him. However, remember this. Everybody that always looks great in preseason, everybody remember this. Because in 3 weeks, it goes so much faster.
That's the key.
Remember? Everybody forgets how it looks because they're looking at what they see now. And they go, yeah, look at this. And they forget that, oh, man, in 3 weeks, oh, it's so much different. It is so much different. It's so much better.
That's why I heard people on ESPN. Oh, it's the beginning of the all-important preseason week number 3. And I'm like, shut up
with your all. The most important thing is don't get hurt.
Don't get hurt. Yes, please. Don't get hurt. Exactly. All right. I know we have the conversation every year, and that's all we have to say. So anyway, I think, you know, Darnold, as long as he's ready, I mean, if the coaches believe, okay, he's got control of this offense and he knows what he's doing, then yeah, why not? Why can't he start?
Sure.
You know?
Sure, why not? Why not? Tell your offensive line you better fucking protect him.
Right.
That's it.
Yep.
She also wants to know who's going to get Khalil Mack.
Who's going to get him?
Well, she's a Jets fan, right? I read Bleacher Report. I don't know if you read Bleacher Report, but Bleacher Report is one of my first stops every day. And every day there's a new article about which team is in the driver's seat to land Khalil Mack.
You mean next year?
No, now they think Khalil Mack's not going to come back to the Raiders and that they're going to be forced to deal him or they're going to be forced to cut him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Jets have like $100 million in cap space. So they're like, oh, okay, look, Khalil Mack. Oh. So who do you think's going to get Khalil Mack?
Oh, who knows, man?
Yeah,
who the hell knows?
He's gonna be...
Obviously, they've got the funds.
You might as well. You got him and Aaron Donald just sitting there. So you just wait for whichever one is going to fall off the tree first.
Get them both if you got that much money.
Hell yeah, you might as well.
My Build God.
A Super Bowl.
Jesus, right?
Right. Tom Brady's 41. Go in there and kick his ass.
Right, yeah, there you go. That's
Stand
what you
up.
Need.
Put some fucking balls down there. That's right. And make sure they're properly inflated.
What else we got?
All right. All right, she says, and that's the end of what I got. That's what I got.
All right. Pascal wants to know what Jerry Jones thinks of the nickname the Cowboys defensive line gave themselves, which is the Hot Boys.
The Hot Boys.
The Hot Boys. What is that?
All right, well, you know, Tom, there are times in a man's life when, for the sake of unity among his football team, that maybe he's got to swallow something that, you know, he might just not take a liking to every once in a while. I mean, I had to put up with that Jimmy Johnson and his dumbass haircut and whoop-de-doo and all up and down the dang highways. I mean, I had to put up with all kinds of coaches, Tom. Honest to God, I hired a bunch of morons while I was drunk. Honestly, Dave Campo, Tom. Honestly. Dave Campo. This is why I stopped drinking Ouzo. Did you know that?
Good.
I swear. One night hanging out with my Greek shipping tycoon friend of mine, and you know, the next thing I know, wake up and Dave Campo's running the Dallas Cowboys. I swore it off right then and there. That's it. I ain't touched a drop since. No way. Tequila or nothing.
Very good.
Well, you know, it's a serious business, and the point is this. Tom, it's 2018, and if the hot boys want to do what hot boys do in the locker room, well, I'm not going to stop them. Oh. I mean, you know, this is the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, we've seen worse. Hell, Jay Novacek got drunk and fucked a donkey in his team room.
All right, I'm done. This show is over.
If the defensive line wants to wear little shorty shorts or tickle each other's buttholes or whatever like that, I don't care. As long as they get the sacks and win, and then everybody get your hot boys t-shirts.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
All right, get over to ESPN's website. Set up an account if you haven't done so. Get into the fantasy section. Join the Pigskin Pick'em League and enter the Bang Radio Hour group and compete for an awesome prize just for you and your team at the end of the year. Make sure you go to mybookie.ag to bet on games. It is absolutely the best sports book betting out there on this planet. Anywhere you play, you win. You get paid.
Then before we go too much further, when you go to ESPN and sign up for a free account, you look for Bang. Look for Bang Radio Hour Picks, and the password is Bang. And you can also find a link permanently up on our Facebook page to get to it. And you can find that link on NFL Addiction because I'm going to be spamming the shit out of you with it.
Yes, and I was going to say, go over to NFL Addiction and join that Facebook page. All right?
Right. Find us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter because I'm about to have me some fun for the season.
All right, we will be back before the season opener. That'll be our big prediction show when we say, yeah, we think this team's going to win the Super Bowl, and that's how that'll be.
That's how that usually goes. That'll take us all of about 10 seconds. We'll figure it out right when Tom says, all right, you ready for your prediction, Sean? Yeah.
Because we're all going to say who we think is going to win the Super Bowl, and nobody really cares because we're just going to watch it happen.
The one guy that's going to be right is going to act like he actually knew something.
Exactly. And that'll
I knew it.
And that'll be me.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
You're picking the Redskins.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Bang, bang, bang. Yo, yo. Bang, yo, yo. Bang, bang, yo, yo.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Paying a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Garfunkel's and Pizza Hut.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare the Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you always get same boring meal deal, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Garfunkel's and Frankie and Benny's.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare the Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.